Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is vowing to build a new American economy that works for all Americans when he takes office on January 20th. Biden, who inherits an economy staggered by the coronavirus pandemic, is urging Congress to pass a robust package of relief in December before newly elected lawmakers take office in January. On Tuesday, Biden also introduces key economic advisors, including former Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, as his nominee for Treasury Secretary. Yellen, if confirmed by the Senate, would be the first woman to head the Treasury Department in more than 200 years. She called the effect of the coronavirus on the U.S. economy the world's largest American tragedy. In a new setback to President Donald Trump's effort to overturn his election loss, Attorney General William Barr said Tuesday that the Department of Justice found no evidence of widespread fraud that would alter the outcome of the presidential election. Barr told the Associated Press that U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have examined complaints about fraud but have found no evidence that would change the election results. Trump did not immediately react to Barr's comments, but in a statement, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and campaign senior legal advisor, Jenna Ellis, said there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation of election fraud. And the Department of Justice is investigating potential crime involving bribery and presidential pardons, according to a court document unsealed on Tuesday.